Right now, it's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff, the listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game in the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Al Dimitriev calling from Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Hey, how are things in beautiful Minneapolis?
Things are great right now. It's summertime.
I know. That lasts like 2 or 3 days, and then I've been
there. And then for about 6 months of the year, it feels like I'm living through Solzhenitsyn's novel.
I know. It's great. Without the fun, though.
Yes, the Gulag Mall. I know that novel.
Well, welcome to the show, Al. Now, you're going to play the game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is Al's topic?
I wanted to go to Bali, but I had to settle for Bayonne.
Nobody was able to take their dream vacation this summer with the economy in the tank, but this week we heard about an ingenious method for improving one's holiday on the cheap. Our panelists are going to tell you three stories about making a luxury cruise out of a canoe trip, if you will. Choose the true story, you'll win Carl's voice on your answering machine or voicemail, if you like. Ready to play?
Oh, let's go.
First, let's hear from Amy Dickinson.
We all do things on vacation we wouldn't do in our regular life, like play beer pong or make out with that guy in Mykonos or lose one or more parts of your bathing suit while body surfing. Well, all of this is fine if you never come home from vacation, but if you absolutely must return and have picked up a bad tan, a drunken companion, or a nasty, persistent, and unexplained itch, well, now you can just have it all erased. Companies are springing up that will alter your vacation pictures, making it look like you are slimmer, younger, or hanging out with Mark Wahlberg instead of Stavlos, the pool guy. Gay Chofi from Allendale, Virginia, had her photos from the Jersey Shore digitally enhanced. She said, "Well, I told my mother I met Bruce Springsteen, so I had his face superimposed over my ex-husband's. I also asked him to take off 15 pounds and make my teeth whiter. Now, when I look at those pictures, I actually think I had kind of an awesome vacation."
Photoshopping your vacation photos to make it all look better than it really was. Your next story of a summer adventure that did not break the bank comes from Charlie Pierce.
For the past 10 years, Al K. West of Frederick, Wisconsin, has journeyed to Pamplona for the annual Running of the Bulls. This year, however, the economic downturn and the struggle to keep his feed store open made the trip unfeasible. Undaunted, West has decided to bring his annual thrill back home. Next week, he will host the first annual Running of the Trout. Contestants will line up at the bottom of an abandoned spillway leading into the Haywood River. At a signal, water will be sent down the spillway along with 2,000 farm-raised brook trout. Contestants will have to run upstream and, actually, up fish to reach the finish line and win a $100 gift certificate for West's store. "I don't expect anyone to be hurt," West explained. "Very few people have ever been gored by a trout."
The Running of the Trout in Wisconsin. Your last story of a budget vacation comes from Roy Blunt, Jr.
In August in France, Toulimon goes on vacation. But in these belt-tightening times, the French are cutting back on their holiday pleasures, and they resent it. According to an article in The Economist this week, however, their disgruntlement has been eased by a publishing sensation. The number one bestseller in France is being marketed as an inexpensive way to make your own skimpy vacation seem not so bad. Virtually every French vacationer is carrying a copy of Philippe Monteur's uproarious memoir come diatribe, Vacances à merde. The author recounts an expensive 2 weeks in Mallorca 2 years ago, during which everything went drastically wrong, from spending 3 hours stuck in a dramatically malfunctioning Air France toilet while experiencing turbulence to being thrown up on by a policewoman's horse. If you think you're not having much fun, at least you probably haven't had a dance floor accident like the one that cost the author of Vacances à merde his left leg. For the book's price of 20 euros, the ads for Vacances à merde point out, your vacation gets a relative upgrade worth thousands.
All right.
Oh.
Here, then, are your choices.
What was the name of that book again?
Vacances à merde.
Okay. Okay.
Just checking.
Oh. So here's the deal. One of these stories is true. Is it that, from Amy Dickinson, people are taking to photoshopping their vacation photos en masse so as to make their vacations seem better than they were? Is it from Charlie that a guy who couldn't make it to Pamplona to run with the bulls is arranging for he and his friends to run with the trout? Or from Roy Blunt Jr., everybody in France is feeling better about their own mediocre vacations because they're all reading a book about a truly terrible one. Which of these is the real story about people making their vacations seem a little better than they are?
Well, I tend to read The Economist once in a while, and I don't recall that story. So I'm just going to have to go with Amy's story.
Amy's story about people photoshopping their vacation photos.
Sounds like something I would do.
All right, well, Lisa. All right, then.
And good for you.
We spoke to somebody who was actually involved in this whole shenanigan.
We've had photographs of people who've gone out, probably just out on the open lake, and they've asked us to retouch in an image of a whale's tail diving down into the water. They were on a whale watch.
That was Peter Walters. He's general manager of Precision Imaging Chicago. He was recalling a particular vacation photo touch-up request. Congratulations, Al. You got it right, of course. You've earned a point for Amy. You've won our prize. Carl Castle will record the greeting on your home answering machine,
which
needs no digital improvement. Well done.
Thank you.
Thanks for playing with us today.
Take care.
Bye-bye.